At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So our own Mike Hawk and Steve Mix from Daily Mix Morning Show Friday will be holding the, parabolic?
Parabolic mics.
Parabolic microphone. They are the big clear dishes that you see. Cool. And they pick up all the sound.
Mm-hmm.
So Odyssey, the company we work for, they are the home of the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. So I believe that's the Fox. I believe that's the Fox in Kansas City, because at one point in time, they offered me a job.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So if it's still them, it's the same people. Either way, you guys get to be on the field and hold those microphones and watch an NFL game from the sidelines.
Yeah.
So depending on where you're standing, you're either going to have the best seat in the house or the worst. But either way, it's going to be a cool experience.
Oh, for sure.
So our question based on that, good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime moment or experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So, hey, Miles, I appreciated that ride yesterday. That
oh, hell yeah, man.
A really good time, man.
Yeah, man.
You're a better dude in person than you are on the air, for sure.
Well, that's hard to beat.
Yeah. And did you get that McDonald's at the corner there after you left the golf course?
No, I went until I had to go get my hair cut. Then I went down there and did that.
All right.
Wait, you guys play golf together yesterday?
Yeah, yeah. He was matched up with one of my closest friends, and I
Jordan.
Met him on the back nine, so I played nine holes with him.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. How did he do, honestly?
He was good. He's funny because by then he got a little lit up, so he was having a good time.
and he's
a happy guy when he is, so he was having a good time.
That's why we do it.
He's a good golfer. He's a really good golfer. He outdrove me most of the day, or pretty much every shot, so no, he's good.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
How much did you pay him to say that, man?
A lot.
So I was a photographer in my 40s. I did weddings, family portraits, you know, stuff like anything I can make a buck doing photography for.
What did you hate taking pictures of most?
Well, weddings, because the people, they're stressed, and it's like, we're just here to have a good time, aren't we? You know, and the Bridezillas, and you know how that is.
So. Yep. Okay.
But the most fun was doing, like, senior portraits, because they really wanted their photos taken, and most of the time it was a lot of fun. So.
And you already know, based on your age, like, boy, you're going to regret wearing that one day.
I meant graduation, senior year kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We all look back and go, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. And we don't look anything like that, that's for sure. But so my daughter went to school with Rod Marr. He's the photographer for the Seahawks.
All right.
And I met him through them, and he knew I was a photographer, so he invited me to three different events. One of them photographing the Sounders on the field. The other one was the Seahawks, and that was just amazing. I wasn't getting paid or anything. I just got to bring my camera and just photograph the game, and it was so fun. Even afterwards, I went in, because the pass gets you into when they do the afterwards press conference and stuff like that. So I heard, and this was back in 2012, so it was a good team.
That's a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do they position you on the field? Are you in one of the end zones, sidelines, or what?
Yeah, I was in the end zone. But at the beginning, you get to walk around, and like I'm like right behind Sherman and all those guys. It was really cool.
Yeah.
And it was actually a special game because it was military. So they were, you know, everybody's in outfits, and it wasn't just a normal Sunday game. So, and the other thing though is he photographed the cheerleaders' calendar, and I got to go and do that with them. Where
for real.
Yeah, no, and I got to, you know, reflect the light into their eyes.
Exactly. Yes. Brock, we need the light a little higher.
That's right. Yeah.
There we go.
No, those eyes.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing was though, at the end, you know, there's a bunch of cute ones, but I'd kind of like this one, and he goes, "Oh, Brock, we should get a photo of you guys together." And so he takes a photo with me, and he shows me, and I look like this dirty old man standing next to this girl.
Because like, you're a dirty old man standing next to the girl. That's exactly it. Yes.
Yeah.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
So an elephant looks like an elephant when you take a picture of it. Yeah, that's exactly the true representation. Second, people say, man, I never look good in photographs. Like, do you want to tell them? I'll tell them, like, you don't look good.
But you're always excited.
They took a picture of you. God, I photographed poorly. It's like, it's not, you photograph fine. Your general appearance, you look like that. This is what we all see. You know what I mean? That's what you look like.
It's kind of weird, though, in the cheerleading world. Mm-hmm. Like, you have a cousin that plays NFL football. Or right. In your case, your brother.
Yeah.
That's all exciting. And it's cool. But for whatever reason, if you know an actual cheerleader, it's like, oh, dude, I know a cheerleader. Yeah. For the Ravens, for the Seahawks.
We used to work with the Seahawks.
For some reason, it makes me more excited than,
and
like,
that was cooler.
Than if you know a player. Like, not that it's not exciting to know a player.
Sure, sure.
I'm just saying, like, one of my wife's first friends when we first moved out here was a woman who was on the cheerleading squad. And I was like, this is too much.
Right.
I'm like, this is amazing. And you have all these friends that look like this. This is so much. This is insane. I was telling everybody, you know, like,
yeah.
I know Teresita. I go to her Christmas party. Look at her. She's on buses.
Because then we care.
Yes, I'm dead serious.
Yeah, I have a buddy. She did Seahawks before I knew her. She was a Sonics dancer by the time we became buds. And then she danced for a bunch of other stuff. She's a fireman. I mean, we're still friends.
Right.
But, right, it was always nice to be like, yeah, I know one of the dance team.
Yeah.
Like, you do? And I'm like, yeah.
It's more impressive in the group of friends you're talking to.
Yeah, well, certainly as a guy, yeah.
I mean, seriously, like, no way. Way. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I will say, kind of bringing it back to the question about once in a lifetime, Bernie and I once years ago snuck onto the field at a Maryland game.
All right.
Right? So I've kind of told a version of the story, but we snuck in, and then we were up top. Like, the way they set up their stadium is one end is kind of open. There's just a field house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we got up there, and then some dude came up and was like, hey, you can't be up here for when they kick the field goals because some rule, you know, they think you might mess with the kicker.
Okay, okay.
So we go, all right. But he was real nice about it. He's like, ah, you guys should know better. You got to stay down here. So we just went down there with him. So now we're on the field. So we start walking around, and we go by the visiting team. I forget who they're playing. No biggie. We don't care. But as we get around at one point, a girl we knew named Erin, she is a cheerleader. She goes, and we're like, hey, Erin. She goes, you two are going to get in trouble. And we're like,
what? What are you, my mother?
She's just like, I know you're not supposed to be down here. Then we walk all the way around the back end. We wave at my family. We're standing next to the guys firing the cannon. We're like, can we fire the cannon? They're like, no, but you can stand next to us. And then the only reason we got caught was because my dumbass started drinking Gatorade behind the Maryland bench.
No way you were going up and get your own Gatorade. The team Gatorade?
They have hundreds of them full, guys.
But you can't drink their Gatorade.
You can't drink their stuff.
There's trays of them. It was for the offense. They weren't
so you
even
went over
on the
and picked up a cup?
Picked up a cup?
No, you didn't.
Had a beverage?
No, you didn't. And then who kicked you out? Like the training guys?
What? Now everybody was cool with us because we shouldn't have been there, but I think everybody just thought we were. And we were only like, we were college age.
Yeah.
Right? So you're not really sure of whatever. And then some random security guy just leans over the railing and he goes, what are you two doing down there? Like, ah, we're friends with somebody. He's like, no, you're not. And you're not supposed to be drinking the Gatorade. And before we could say anything, he goes, I'm not going to get you in trouble, but get the goddamn stand.
Right.
All right. Sorry, you called
me. My bad.
Yeah. But drinking the Gatorade.
That was the tip-off.
Yeah.
You just couldn't resist. Like, literally. Just
have you
don't
seen how many cups of Gatorade are full?
No.
What color was it?
Did you need a Gatorade, Ted?
Well, or did you want to have one?
I had a dip in. I could have used, my throat was getting a little dry. It was either orange or yellow, one of the original colors. But at this point, we're so confident that I was just like, I mean, they got it.
Hey, give me a headset. Yeah.
I mean, you know, some plays.
Yeah. Throw me the helmet. Hang on.
You know what that would have been? Hey, coach, I got to play.
I know, exactly. Get this mother effer off.
Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime moment? 206-803-ROCK.